Welcome back to our Gemara Tainus, learning together as always, and the merit that our hostages should return home now, safely and healthy. Our soldiers should be safe and successful. Israel should emerge victorious. And we are learning Daf Yud Amud Yud. That's ten. Daf ten, beginning on Daf 9b on Tes Amud Beis, and we're gonna do a little bit more of the Haggadah before we get into some of the halachic Gemaras of when we begin to sing the same Talamat Levracha. Which, by the way, as Jonathan Falk noted in a shir recently, or a few months ago, does not correspond to when we do it, and that's because of the calendar and how the calendar falls out and how things have been shifted around. And then from there, we're going to begin to discuss when we begin to fast in the event that God forbid does not rain. Who fasts? Who is supposed to fast? Who should not fast? Not talking about health wise, but rather in terms of what's considered arrogant because someone's not on the level to be fasting, at least in the initial stages. And then we're going to conclude our Gemara talking about Yaakov and Yosef and some of the story over there with the brothers. Says the Gemara. So if you recall yesterday, we had a discussion, do the waters emerge from the sky, some sort of chamber in the sky, or does it emerge from evaporation from the ocean? So who said the following? Konez Kened Mehayam No Sivartos Tohomos. The Pasuk tells us in Tehillim, he assembles like a mound the waters of the sea, places deep waters in the storehouses. Who caused the storehouse to be filled with grain? To almost the waters of the deep, meaning what causes it to rain so that there is a lot of grain, an abundance of grain. Waters of the deep, i.e. from the ocean, Kirby Lazar. He said, no, it's spoken with the creation of the world. That's what it's referring to. That's the storehouses. Tanu Rabbanan. Okay. Eretz Yisrael Nivras Tchila. Israel was created first, and all the rest of the world was created afterwards. You know, the source of the Evan Apina, the foundational stone, the cornerstone of the world in Har Bayis, and the world was born from there. Shinemar Alo Asa Eretz Techutzah, before he made the land and the outskirts, meaning he created Israel first. Eretz Yisrael Mashko Sel Kadosh Baruch Hu Atzmo, the Holy One, blessed be He, Kadosh Baruch Hu personally makes it rain in Israel. Wherever else in the world, God uses an agent. He gives rain upon the face of the land. And he sends water upon the face of the outskirts. Again, so that clearly God's raining and making rain in Israel, whereas the rest of the land is using a shliach. And again, a lot to discuss about this, but clearly the indication is that Israel has some sort of special divine providence, where God is intimately involved in the land more than elsewhere. And this is brought down already in the Rishonim, that there's more divine providence, Hashgacha Pratis in Israel, more Hashgacha Klolis in Israel, and perhaps even when it comes to looking at the rain, does it rain, does it not rain, does Hashem withhold rain, seemingly that's a sign more in Israel than elsewhere, because the rest of the world is subject to nature in a way that Israel is not. Israel subject to God's intervention. Okay. Eretz Yisrael shows to make a shum. Israel drinks rainwater, which is especially a bracha, polam kulam, mismatis, but the rest of the world only gets the remnants of the clouds. Because it says who gives rain upon the face of the land, rain here, but the rest of the puzzle says and sends water upon the face of the outskirts. There it says mayim rather than matar, so water implies the remnants of the rain. Eretz Yisrael shows the Tchila, Israel drinks first, and afterwards the rest of the world drinks. Shenamar Hanosi Mata Pnei Eretz. He gives rain upon the face of the land, and only afterwards sends water out. Mashal, this is a parable to Eretz Shenimsha Nagabal Sadvina. This is a parable to someone who kneads together cheese. Notos HaOchel, he takes the food, the cheese, Umonich Sipsol, he leaves the whey, which is the leftover, afterwards. Again, not totally sure what that means. Omar Mar. Mam digimin avim. The salty waters, or Leather told us, the salty waters, the ocean become sweet through the clouds, through the evaporation. Menolan had his notice. I'm Rabbi Yosef. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Siv chashechas mayim avish chakim. The pasuk tells us in Tehillim that the darkness of the waters are the thick clouds of the heaven. Uksiv chareshes is mayim avish chakim. A sieve of water, the thick clouds of the heaven. So basically, what Rabbi Yochanan says as follows. Shogokav, he takes the cuff in the word sheches, ushade aresha, and places it with the letter resh, and now he makes one word, ukarle hachasheres, instead, meaning preparation. That is, the clouds prepare the high saline water, the salty water, to prepare it for irrigation, i.e., they make the sweetening them to get rid of the salt. Reshua mahaikra mai darshbe, what does he do with these two verses? Shabli Kahai, he says, the Chiyasa Rav Dimi Amar, Mimaravuk, Rav Dimi came up, they said in Israel, Nahar Anune Vare Mahari. If the clouds are light, the waters are minute, Hoshi Lanani Saga Mahari. If the clouds are dark, that means it's going to be a big rainstorm, a thick rainstorm. Come on, so let's just a couple more before we get to our Mishnah. Who says the following? The upper waters are suspended by the word of God. Per se, maybe kusham, and the fruit is the rainwater. From the fruit of your deeds, the earth is satiated. Come on, Rabbi Yeshua, it's like Rabbi Yeshua, who says that the water comes from the upper heavens. Re'lazu, who says it comes from the ocean. It's talking about just in general, the deeds of God. The world drinks from the remnant of the Garden of Eden. The river exits from Eden, meaning to say water flows from Eden and waters the world. Tanya, we see from here that the remnant of a vessel used for watering a base core is approximately an area needed for planting barley seeds. Can water an area of 3 kav. What does this mean? So the Gemara is basically telling us, and it's going to explain a little more, that the entire world is only 1/60th the size of Gan Eden. 1/60th in general, whenever we use the term 1/60th in the Torah, in the Gemara, the Chazal, it just means something is a slight allusion to, it's the closest you can get to relate to something that's beyond. For instance, we say sleep is 1/60th of death. Does it mean it's death or even close to it? No, it just means that there's somehow something connected. Or Shabbos is 1/60th of Gan Eden. So we use that term to say there's some sort of connection. Maybe here we're trying to say that Gan Eden, there's some overlap of our world and Gan Eden, but ultimately Gan Eden is so much beyond, the Garden of Eden is so much beyond our comprehension. Tanur Rabbanan, every time Havi Dalid Meos Parsa, Dalid Meos Parsa, Israel is the size of 400 Parsa. Egypt is the size of 400 Parsa by 400 Parsa. A parsa is equal to 4 mil, which is approximately 2.9 miles. You could do the math there. V'u'echem yishishim kush, and it's 1/60 the size of kush. V'kush echem yishishim olam, and kush is 1/60 the size of the world. Olam alav yishishim b'gan Eden, and the world is 1/60 the size of Gan Eden. Gan Eden echem yishishim le'eden, and the Garden of Eden is 1/60 the size of Eden. Eden is the size of Gehenim. Nimsa kolam kula kisa kader Gehenim. What emerges from here is the entire world is like a pot cover for Gehenim. That is, the whole world is much smaller than Gehenim. This substantiates what my Rebbe once said. Is he looked at us and goes, "There's room in Gehenim for all of you." Okay, thank you very much. That was very inspiring. V'yesh omrim Gehenim ain lo shir. There is no size or measure to Gehenim. V'yesh omrim Eden ain lo shir. I would say no. Eden has no shir. Okay, Amr Avoshia, last Gemara before we get to our halachic Gemaras. Ma'ag Iksiv, Shochanti al Maim Rabin. You dwell by great waters. This is talking about Bavel. Rab was Artsos, abundant in storehouses. Mi Garn Lavelashiyu Artsos Melayos Bar. What causes a Bavel to be full of grain? Haviomer Mibnesha Shochanet al Maim Rabin, because it dwells by these great waters, by the Tigris, by the Euphrates, which water the area without rain. Amr Rab, Asira Bavel. Bavel is wealthy. The Chatsida below Mitra. And it happens without rain. Amar Bai Natina. We have a tradition. Tavina below Yavushan. It's because it's swampy and never dries out. The water is very suffused with water, so that there's no need for it to actually rain because of the rivers. Okay. Let's begin our mission. I know that many of you have been waiting for this. Begin with Mar Cheshvan Shalom HaGashamon. On the third day of Mar Cheshvan, we begin to request for rain, because this is when the rainy season commences. On the seventh day, which is 15 days after Shmini Atzeres. This way, we give time that the last of those who came to Israel get to the furthest outskirts of where Jews were living, which was the Euphrates River, because we don't want to make it difficult for them to travel if it starts raining on their way. Om Rabbi Elazar. Halacha Rabbi Gamliel. Halacha follows the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel that we indeed wait. But Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Hanani Omer ubugol achishim tukufa. In Golos, we wait until 60 days into the rainy season, which is 60 days after the autumn equinox, which is not our autumn equinox, but I believe it's an autumn equinox that they're calculating from September. Right? This is, I have to go back to Jonathan Shear on this. Amar Yehuda bar Yechiya, Amar Rav Shmuel, Halacha Chanina. That's Halacha Chanina. There's a different time in Bavel, in the diaspora. Any is true of Bar Menei Rav Shmuel. It can't be. Maybe say Medar Kinan the Saint Talamater. Shmuel says, when do we start reciting Saint Talamater? Amar Lo Michi Ma'aliyat Tzivi Lebei Tuvus Rishviya. The time you start bringing all the wood into the shed of Tevos, the bird hunter. I mean to say that when would the rainy season start? When you saw people begin to take all the wood that was drying outside and bring it inside so it wouldn't get wet. Thus, we see it's not 60 days after the equinox, but rather it's this time. No, maybe at the same time, meaning 6 days after the fall, the autumn equinox is when people start bringing their wood in their shed because they don't want it to get wet, i.e. it's the rainy season. Yom Shishim Klefne Shishim. So when we start saying the Saint Talmater, is it on the 60th day? Is it six, or is it the 61st day? Meaning to say, is the 60th day part of still the summer season or the fall season, if you will, or is the 60th day now part of the winter season or the rainy season? Tashamar, Rabbi Omar, Yom Shishim Kalach Hashishim. Rav Omar, Yom Shishim Kalach Hashishim. Rav says like afterwards. Shmuel Omar, Yom Shishim Kalifnei Shishim. Amar Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Al Yebei Maya. Tatai Loboy Maya. So he says, a way to remember this is Highlanders require water, lowlanders do not require water. So how do you remember that? So it says those who dwell in the mountain regions require more water, since there is and those who dwell in the low regions require less water. So basically the way we're saying this is as follows. Rav lived in a higher area, so he said Saint Talmatar, so Saint Talmud on the 60th day, meaning he needed more time, because again you need more rain in a higher area, whereas in the lower area we have the runoff into the valleys from the mountains, where like Shmuel, he was in the lower area, so he said the 61st day. Okay, that was just a way to remember who said what. All right, Papa Hilkasa Yom Shish Galach Hashishim. We say the 60th day is regarded after, and we begin saying on the 60th day. Excellent. Says the Mishnah, what happens? You come to Yud Zayim Marcheshvan, the 17th of Marcheshvan, and Velo Yardu Shaman has not rained. The individuals begin to fast a series of 3 fasts. Who are these individuals? The Gemara will explain. These are only specific, distinguished, important people, and we'll discuss when these 3 fasts are. But these 3 fasts are a more minor fast. They're analogous to our 4 fasts we fast during the year of Och and Shos Mechashecha. You can eat at nightfall on the night before the fast. The fast doesn't commence until morning. Matarim Mamalacha, and you can do Malacha. Ubrachit and wash Masika, and anoint myself, kneel with sandal, wearing leather shoes, Matasha Shemitah, and relations. As to say, we don't have the stringencies of a fast such as Yom Kippur, Tisha B'av. Hegei Rosh Chodesh, Kislev, Lo Yardi Gosham. What happens when Kislev comes along and it still hasn't rained? Beis Din goes to Chodesh Tanis Al Tzibar. Beis now says everyone in the entire congregation must fast. Ochem Shos Mechashech. However, it's still a lighter fast. You can eat and drink when it's at evening. Muntar Melach, you can do Melach, Berchitza, Wash, Musika, anointing oneself, when Neil Sasanda, wearing leather shoes, with Tasha Shemitah, and in relations. Meaning to say, it's still a minor fast. Man Yechidim, who are these individuals who begin to fast on the 17th of Mar Cheshvan, Amar Rav Huna, Rabbanan, it's the rabbis. That's why you pay us more. That's why we pay us so much, because we have to fast all the time. But Amar Rav Yehuda, or Amar Rav Huna, maybe that's why you pay us less, because we don't need as much food. Yechidim is not in Shlosh Tainis. These distinguished individuals fast 3 fast. Sheni, Chamishu, Sheni. And they are on a Monday, the first Monday after the 17th, the Thursday, and the Monday. Makamash 1, what's Rav Huna teaching us? Tanina, because we learned in a different Mishnah, and that's coming up in a few pages. We never make a communal fast on that begins on a Thursday. Because we don't want to cause prices to rise. Rather, begin Monday, Thursday, Monday. That is to say as follows. The concern is if people begin to fast on a if you declare a communal fast on a Thursday, so people are going to buy a ton of food, A, because they want to break their fast, and they're going to buy even more food because they're going to, because Shabbos is coming. So the storekeepers are going to see people hoarding, and they're going to raise the price of food in order to, because they, you know, the price gouging a little bit over here, or because people are hoarding. So in order to prevent this, we say the first fast begins on a Monday, so people don't buy as much food, and then when Thursday comes along, people are going to buy more food for Thursday and for Friday, but everyone's going to know the reason they're doing this is not because there's a famine coming, and that's why people are hoarding, but rather just because this is a particular extenuating circumstance, and this one Thursday that there's a fast day, so they're not going to raise their food. Interestingly, by the way, Rashi points out here it might not be that they're going to raise the prices, but rather they're going to do what we now know as shrinkflation. They'll begin selling for the same price a smaller quantity. So whereas, you know, it used to be they'd sell a bag of potato chips with 30 potato chips, now they'll sell it with 10 potato chips, as our president pointed out in the State of the Union. Now, not to get into politics, but our president was wrong because he clearly has never bought Pesach potato chips, which for the minute has been for the last 100 years, you open it up and there's only 3 potato chips in the bag. Okay, point is that we want to avoid creating this sort of shrinkflation or price gouging, so we don't declare a fast on a Thursday. You might have thought, therefore, says the Gemara, it's only a communal fast, but an individual fast, since it's only a few people going to the store on Thursday, we don't have this concern. It's only for a Tzibor. But an individual, we could declare a fast on a Thursday, because after all, it's just a few people. How many rabbis are there? Sometimes it seems like everyone's a rabbi. Kamash Malan, this comes to teach us, no, we never begin a fast on a Thursday. We, even when it's small numbers, we always begin on a Monday. Tanya was taught in a brisa, when the rabbis begin to fast. They fast on Monday, Thursday, and Monday. But they interrupt it. If Rosh Chodesh comes along, they'll interrupt it for Rosh Chodesh. There was a sefer called Megillas Tainus. This was a Megillah a book that recorded days, holidays, minor holidays, if you will. Before the Beis Hamikdash, the Second Temple was destroyed, they had a book full of minor holidays when the community experienced some sort of celebration, or if it was a tragedy, they had a fast day. This Megillah Tainus was in Batel, we got rid of it, but why that is, not for now, subsequent to this year. But if one of those holidays happened during these fast days, we waive the fast day. Torah Rabbanan. Let's do this a little faster, going a little slow here, I'm sorry. I'm a student, meaning I'm a Talmud, and I should fast. Any role is offered. They're wrong. Ayum Adam Talmud Ani. Any role is offered. A person should not say that I'm just a student. I'm not worthy of being someone who's a rabbi, and therefore I should not fast. Elakol Talmud Yechachamim Yechidim. Anyone who is a Talmud Chacham is considered distinguished enough to fast. Is Yachal is Talmud. So who's considered therefore an individual who's a student? Meaning, how do we differentiate who's someone who should not say, "Look, I'm just a student. I don't know so much." An individual, anyone who's able to be appointed a leader, is considered, meaning they can answer halakhic shaylas. So they're even though they might not feel like they're talmud chacham, they're considered talmud chacham. Talmud kol shom l'asok davar halacha b'limud v'omer. A student, anyone who when asked about a matter, can respond only in the matter he's currently learning. Feel shalos kala even in a small tractate. But someone less than that is not obligated to fast. The alternative version is not everyone who wants to act like a Talmud Chacham should act like a Talmud Chacham. Meaning to say, this opinion is that if someone says, "Look, I want to be extra stringent, even though I'm not a rabbi," don't. Why? Because it looks it's arrogant. Div Reb Meir, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Osa Zachla Tov, you can do so, and it's actually good. Fish ain't shevach hulo elat sar hulo, because fasting is taxing. It's no one's gonna say, "Oh, look. Look at this person." Everyone's going to say, "Wow, why is he doing this? Why is he extending himself?" And therefore, it's not considered arrogant. Not everyone who wants to be comport himself like a distinguished individual may do so. Talmud Osa, or to like a student may do so. This is an area of like of shvach, where people are praising, putting on, you know, fancy rabbinic garb. An area that causes distress. It's just fasting. Oh, so we can do so. Change Shevichulo, because it's not praise for him. No one's going to say, "Oh, he's doing this because he's arrogant." Everyone's like, "Oh, what do you know? Why is he starving himself?" El Tzarulo, it's distressing for him. Don Rabbanon, Mishoi, Misana, Al Hatzar of Ovra. A person is fasting because of some sort of troubling circumstances, and then the thing passes before he completed his fast. I'll follow up in this rap. A person begins to fast because someone's sick and he wants them to recover, and they recover before he completes finishing his fast. Arizim Misana Mashalim, he should still continue to fast and complete his fast as he pledged. A person is traveling from a place where they are not fasting, to a place where they are fasting. How is it? He has to fast with them. We always follow the meaning of where you're going to. However, don't just think it's that. But he travels to a place where they are fasting, a place where they're not fasting. How is it? He still should fast. We take the chumers of both where you're coming from and where you're going to. If he's in a place where he himself does not fast, but he goes to a place where they are fasting and he makes a mistake and eats and drinks, he should not appear before the public as if he's eaten, and he should not indulge himself, claiming that he should eat a little more. Meaning to say, once I eat a little, I should eat more. Shnemar it says, "Vayomer Yaakov Levanov Lomid Zaru." Amar Lam Yaakov Levanov Al Taratzi Atz Mechal Kishat and Sovim Lo Bnei Esav Lomid Bnei Shmal Bnei Shlo Yisanku Behem. And we learn this from Yaakov. Yaakov said to the brothers, although we may have food, don't act publicly like we have food. No, not before us, not before Yishmael, before Esav, because you're going to cause jealousy. You're going to have jealousy, and that's why he sent the brothers, his sons to Mitzrayim, even prior to him actually needing food, so that it looked like they needed food because he didn't want to cause jealousy. Al Tirzi Wadera, thanks for talking about this. Let's do a little more. Yaakov says to his sons, do not become busy or agitated on the way. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Yosef, Rosi, those tongueless brothers. He told his brothers, go back to Yaakov and tell him about me. Don't get agitated in the way. Do not learn while you're traveling. Maybe you'll get excited and you'll get lost. You won't be paying attention. I was on travel with Amon Falcon, by the way, and I have no time for saying this, but he got so caught up in his learning. We were on the highway. He went down to like 10 miles an hour. We were getting honked in all areas. Okay, Inni, is this true? Amar Eliyahu bar Brecha. Says Eliyahu bar Brecha, Mishnei Tamid Chama, Shal Fudar, Two Tamid Chama, traveling the road, Behem, Dibre Tar, they're not learning. Ruining the surf deserves to be burned up. They're walking, speaking as they walk. And behold, a fiery chariot and a fiery horse appeared. And separated between two of them. Time and Dibor, the reason they were not burned, because they were learning. Haleka, had they not been learning, ruining the surf, they should have been burned. So we see here from Rabbi Lai that when Elisha and Eliyahu were walking, the reason they were saved is because they were learning. Thus, you should learn in the way contrary to what Yosef just said. So Lokashaha, Lemigirse, Halo Nuye, to learn and review one's learning, which is not does not require great concentration that you can do, but something that requires great eon, so you get distracted, don't do. Mastisa Tana, he learned to follow Bryce. I'll tip you PC gossip. Yosef, his brothers, not take large steps, because you might injure yourself. Bechnisi Khamal ear, and go to the city when it's still light outside, as don't travel at night. I'll tip you PC gossip, not take large strides. Damar, PC gossip tells Echan Khlish Meas Mimar Onivashadwan. Taking great strides takes a 100th of a light of a person's eye. With Lisa behind the ear and gathered the city when still light. A person should always travel when go on the road that is good. The constant kito and should enter the city when it's still good. Shnemar haboka arba nashim shalchu. The morning dawned and the men were sent off. Mean to say they always travel but get off the road at night because at night they're dark. Street lights. No, I would say in modern times we have street lights, but looking around in where we live right now, I have no idea what happened to our street lights. If anyone can figure out why our street lights don't work anywhere, let me know. Point is that back then there were bandits, and bandits in the road. It was dangerous, so you should always travel only in the day. When he's traveling the road, do not eat too much, more than the years of famine, as in eat very minimally, and you should eat very minimally. Why? My time up. Because when one's traveling, it's not good for the stomach. Everything's thrown off. Because of food, you have to ration because there's a limited amount of food. That was the difference. The difference between whether it's because of you getting sick or because of rationing is Yosef Ara. If you're sitting on a boat, so you still have to worry about. Rationing, but you don't have to worry about traveling in a way since they'll bother your stomach. Maybe they never had a lot of food. Inami, the cause of avni d'avi, or if you're going from one inn to the next inn, so you're not having enough food, but you're still traveling, so therefore you should eat less. I wish you all a wonderful day.